WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. Had to look at the computer to know what day it was. And, of course, we can take your phone calls, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We'll have your first Money Talks cash code of the day coming up in a little over an hour. And 10 chances throughout the course of the day to enter to win $1,000. So again, you don't have to have every code to enter. Each code is an entry unto itself. So you have the possibility of 10 entries each day. And then we're going to have $10,000 Thursdays coming up in a couple of weeks. So just keep playing. Keep playing. And thanks to our great sponsors for making it happen. Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. Speaking of sponsors and money. It looks like the Jimmy Kimmel Live program from last night, despite not being on in a number of markets due to the companies that own those stations deciding not to run it, it still should have some pretty good ratings. Certainly the best they've had in a while. But again, as we've talked about, late night TV numbers are down across the board. It's not just Jimmy Kimmel. It's a cross network, cross time. So it doesn't matter if it's the 11:30 show or the 12:30 show. They're all declining. That's why CBS got rid of James Corden. That's ostensibly why they're getting rid of Stephen Colbert. That's why when Jimmy Kimmel's contract comes up in the spring of next year, that might not get renewed. Because these shows aren't the moneymakers that they used to be. They don't get the ratings because people aren't staying up to watch it on television. They're watching it on, you know, viral videos the next day. And, you know, all of the people who live in those cities where the affiliates weren't running the program last night, they still could watch it on Hulu. Plus live TV. They still could watch it on, I believe, if they have cable, they'd have the ABC on. If they have on demand, they'd have the ABC on demand. It would be on ABC on demand. So there's a lot of different ways they could still hear it. Let's take a phone call here. 508-996. I'm sorry, still view it. 508-996-0500. I do have a couple clips from what Jimmy Kimmel said last night that we can play. But let's take this call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
You mentioned Murray Head.
Yes.
He sang Jesus Christ Superstar.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that song was all around 1973, of course, from the Broadway play and the movie.
So was he in the show, or did he just do the song for the album?
I think he just did the song.
Okay.
I don't remember him being, yeah. And Yvonne Elliman had the hit song. She was in the Broadway play and in the movie. I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Mm-hmm.
Her version went to like 26. It was done by Helen Reddy in 1970. I think that was Helen Reddy's very first hit, and her version went to like 12 or 13 on the Billboard chart.
The only time that I ever saw that show was maybe about 10 years ago. NBC did a live version of it, and I watched that, but I had never seen it otherwise. I'd seen it in bits and pieces, but I'd never seen the whole thing start to finish.
I remember Alice Cooper was on there, right?
I believe so, yeah. I remember John Legend being part of it. That's all I can remember.
That is correct. Yes, yes, he played Judas, yeah. And the movie was on Turner Movie Classics, the Easter week.
You know, I gotta watch more TMC. I love it. I love what I watch when I watch it, and I'm just like, why do I keep my TV on CNN and deal with news all the time? I could just leave it on, you know, Turner Classic Movies on demand and just, you know, veg out to good old films.
Yeah, there are a lot of outstanding films on there. Turner Classic, yep.
I did a story a couple of years ago. A guy was selling his house, and he had his whole house was like mid-century, you know, that kind of vibe. And he had like a predicted TV in the hallway, and he had like all these different TVs throughout the course of the house that were just on all the time. And he had them on Turner Classic Movies. So you'd be walking by watching this old movie on an old TV. It was the strangest thing ever.
Okay, yeah. A couple of nights ago, they had a couple Pink Panther movies on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A Shot in the Dark and another one with Peter Sellers.
I definitely am going to try to start to watch more of that, I think.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, Tim, you have a great one.
You as well.
Yep, bye-bye now.
And, I mean, it's... I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I was... what was it? Yesterday. I went to go watch the new episode of that show Task that's on HBO now. Very good show. But I went to go watch the new episode, and I saw that they had just loaded up the movie Dog Day Afternoon. I was like, you know, I've never seen that. I've seen all the references to it, but I've never watched it. So I put it on my list. I was like, at some point, I'm going to sit down and watch that. There's just so much that I always say, oh, I'll get to that eventually. I'll get to that eventually. And then sometimes you get to the point where people talk about it so much, and you're like, well, I've never seen it, so now I'm just not going to. Like when people try to talk to me about The Office, you've never seen The Office? You'd love The Office. No, I've never watched The Office, and no matter how much you tell me now that I should watch it, I'm not going to. I know it's a little stubborn on my part, but anyway, 508-996-0500. But speaking of television, so Kimmel did return last night, and he did address what, you know, obviously you can't not talk about that because that's what everybody was tuning in to discuss. So let's see here. Where'd my clips go? All right, here we go. So this is kind of how he opened the show last night.
If you're just joining us, we are preempting your regularly scheduled encore episode of Celebrity Family Feud to bring you this special report. I'm happy to be here tonight with you.
But he did address, you know, the comments that he made, and he wanted to make the point that it wasn't making light of Charlie Kirk, and people are going to people continue to characterize it as that. And he wanted to be clear that that's not what he was trying to do. And certainly he got choked up as he was telling that. I saw the video clip. He had tears welling up in his eyes, and you can hear it in his voice here.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do.
He was also critical of FCC Chair Brendan Carr and the way that this situation was handled because, like many people have pointed out, this didn't seem like it was an affiliate decision. It seemed like they were feeling pressure from the federal government. And here was his comments on that.
Ted Cruz said he sounded like a mafioso. Although, I don't know, if you want to hear a mob boss make a threat like that, you have to hide a microphone in a deli and park outside in a van with a tape recorder all night long. This genius said it on a podcast.
And he's talking about Brendan Carr saying, you know, we can do it the hard way, the easy way or the hard way. And then he also, speaking of Ted Cruz, he also thanked the Republicans who came forward in his defense, people who he'd been critical of in the past.
I don't agree with many of those people on most subjects. Some of the things they say even make me want to throw up. It takes courage for them to speak out against this administration, and they did, and they deserve credit for it.
And, you know, I think it's kind of his final overarching point on that is one that I think everybody should take away from, no matter how you feel about Jimmy Kimmel, his politics, if you think he's funny or any of that. This is what he had to say.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
And really, that's what it came down to for a lot of people. That's why you had those Republicans like Ted Cruz, like Rand Paul, who were standing up and saying, like, this is not appropriate. This is not what the FCC chair should be doing. So I don't know if those affiliates will cave in to the pressure. I don't know if there's enough. See, here's the thing. They're only going to change their stance on it if advertisers are upset that they're not carrying the show. You can write all the letters that you want as a viewer, and you can say, I want Jimmy Kimmel on my TV. And I don't think it's going to make a difference. You know, this isn't 1988 when a letter writing campaign is going to take a show off the air, put it back on the air. What matters is the money. And if the advertisers say, we want to be in the show, everybody's buzzing about this show. Now, I don't think the buzz will last. But if they're saying everybody's talking about the show, we want this show to run and we want our commercials to be in that show, that would make a difference. So I don't know that it even matters to the people who do want to see that show because, as I mentioned earlier, they have other ways to watch it. It doesn't have to be on the television network. So I think you'll see a bump in the ratings for last night. I don't know that will be, considering that he was, I think it was four of the major markets that it wasn't in. You know, I mean, it was a number of markets that it wasn't going to be showing in, but they weren't major markets. So the major markets might be the only place where they really have significant viewers that care. But even back in the days of, you know, back in the 80s, I don't know if you're familiar with this, if you remember, but when the show Married with Children first aired, that was like nothing anybody had ever seen on television before. People were outraged by this show. Just the fact that you had a husband and wife that seemed to have disdain for each other, which the whole joke was that they had that disdain for each other, but obviously they loved each other. But the people who didn't realize that this was a caricature and that it wasn't trying to erode American values, it was trying to show what happens when you don't have American values. So people got upset about this show and they wanted it pulled from the airwaves. And there was one woman who started a campaign to try to get the show taken off the air. And, you know, Fox, to its credit, didn't cave, even when she started to get organizations behind her, because the advertisers were still fine with it. The advertisers loved the people that were coming to watch that show, the younger demographics that they were getting. It was the anti-Cosby show. And you had a rebellious young network that said, we're going to just put on what we want to put on. You know, we know people aren't tuning to us unless we give them a reason to tune in. And the early Fox lineup was wild. There was a show about a kid who was a teenage spy when his father got kidnapped. There was a show about a guy who turned into a werewolf. There was a sitcom about the president. I mean, there was some pretty outrageous stuff. There was a sitcom adaptation of the movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills. If you're looking at all the movies of the 80s and saying, what can we turn into a sitcom? I don't know that Down and Out in Beverly Hills is the first thing you turn to, but that's what they did. This was all pre-Simpsons, pre-21 Jump Street. Married with Children was their first breakout hit. And it really pissed people off. But it ended up going on for, what, 11 seasons? And now they're talking about bringing it back, although they're probably going to bring it back as an animated show, I saw, because Christina Applegate's going through health issues. But anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But I think most of the controversy that was happening over this whole Jimmy Kimmel thing were from people that didn't know what he said, have never watched him before. I saw somebody say, well, you know, look at him. He's always been a pig since the Man Show. The Man Show was caricatures. They were playing characters on that show. It was a mockery of the macho man mentality. It was all in good fun. It was, look at what slobby pigs we are. That was the joke. They ended the show with girls jumping on trampolines. It was a joke. It was a farce. That wasn't who they were as people. And by the way, you can't say, well, Jimmy Kimmel was a pig. He was on that show, and be like, but Adam Carolla is great because he's on our side. Like, just if you don't like it, don't watch it. That's why Greg Gutfeld is on at the time that he's on Fox News, because there are people that don't want to watch those late night hosts. But it's not illegal for them to poke fun at the president. It's not illegal, no matter what he tries to tell you. It's not illegal for them to say things that are wrong. It's not illegal for them to have a dumb take on something. It's the most American thing in the world to be able to go on television and say something stupid. Because here we can. 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments.
Try before you...
And welcome back. And we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. On the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. And we got a lot of TV and music and other pop culture news for you coming up in that. So stick around for that. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
President Trump commenting on the Ruth verdict. A list of top colleges are out, and changes coming to baseball next year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump in Florida has been found guilty. Trump spoke about the verdict yesterday.
I'm very appreciative of the justice that was given and the way it was handled by Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche and everybody that it's been, and their team of people.
A jury found Ryan Ruth attempted to kill Trump while he was playing golf at his Palm Beach golf course while running for re-election last year. Ruth reportedly appeared to try to stab himself in the neck. After the verdict was read in the courtroom, he was found guilty of attempted assassination, assaulting a federal officer, and a felon in possession of a firearm. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said, "Ruth is an evil man that had an evil intention," and he thanked the Justice Department for its work. Ruth is set to be sentenced on December 18th. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants the nation's capital to host the Super Bowl in 2031.
The mayor spoke Monday during the annual State of the District Conference hosted by the D.C. Chamber of Commerce. Bowser noted that D.C. will play host to the NFL draft in 2027 and said she firmly believes the district will host the Super Bowl shortly after the new Commander's Stadium opens in 2030. Bowser has strongly supported the team's return to D.C., saying investment in sports and entertainment can help offset an expected economic downturn in the city. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Princeton University taking the top college once again. Jennifer Polsoni reports.
U.S. News and World Report is out with its best colleges rankings, putting Princeton University on top for a second year, followed by MIT, Harvard, Stanford University, and Yale tying for fourth. The University of Chicago, Duke, Johns Hopkins University, Northwestern, and the University of Pennsylvania rounding out the top 10. The schools are ranked on more than a dozen measures, including graduation rates, faculty resources, and research output.
A Missouri woman who tried to put Elvis Presley's Graceland estate up for auction will spend nearly 5 years in federal prison. 54-year-old Lisa Finley pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud earlier this year and was given a 57-month sentence with 3 years of supervised probation, According to authorities, Finley forged the signatures of Elvis Presley's late daughter, Lisa Marie, and a Florida notary to claim Lisa Marie Presley did not pay back nearly $4 million loan from a purported company that listed Graceland as collateral. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss one count of aggravated identity theft that was previously filed against her. Google will offer YouTube accounts that were permanently banned for political speech the ability to be reinstated.
The tech giant detailed its shift in a document provided to the House Judiciary Committee, and it admits it once faced pressure from the Biden administration to remove content about COVID-19. The document states YouTube values conservative voices and says creators have extensive reach and play an important role in civic discourse. The new policy from Google could affect figures like FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino and War Room podcast host Steve Bannon, both of whom were permanently banned in recent years. I'm Jim Roop.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab says that there are five meteors that could be cruising by Earth this week, but scientists say there's nothing to worry about.
The meteors that are at least the size of a bus will stay far away from Earth. But if one did come close, say land on your property, is it yours? According to U.S. law, it is. But you might be in for a fight because some meteors, say from the moon or Mars, can be worth millions. And meteorite hunters tend to take a finder's keeper position. But truth be told, your odds are better at winning the lottery than having a meteor crash into your home. I'm Bree Tennis.
Major League Baseball announced yesterday that the Automatic Balls and Strikes System, or ABS, will be implemented for the 2026 season. Each team will be given two challenges each game, but will keep them if they're successful. Challenges can only be initiated by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. The ABS system has been used in the minor leagues for a few years and was implemented during Major League spring training games this year.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1 last night in Toronto. Both teams back at it tonight at 7:07.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A gray day today, a few wet days ahead, clouds and showers throughout the day, 67. Staying humid tonight, 61. More rain for tomorrow, 70. Friday starts out with showers and then drying out by the afternoon, remaining cloudy, 76. Partial sun returns for Saturday, 73. Some sun on Sunday, 74. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and hopefully yours as well.
The Gen X Files.
Time to take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. NFL Hall of Famer Mean Joe Green is turning 79 years old today. Hercules, the Legendary Journeys star Kevin Sorbo is 67. She wrote and starred in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Nia Vardalos is 63. Jackie Sandler, actress and wife of 90s superstar Adam Sandler, turns 51. And soon-to-be Hall of Famer Stephanie McMahon is 49. On this date in 1977, The Love Boat premiered on ABC. Gen X kids grew up watching a lot of reruns of that. September 24th, 1983, Billy Joel went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Tell Her About It, his second U.S. number one. On this date in 1985, Growing Pains premiered on ABC. And in 1987, Cosby Show spinoff A Different World launched on NBC.
Well, don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
September 24th, 1988, jazz vocalist Bobby McFerrin started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Don't Worry, Be Happy, the first a cappella record to be a number one. Don't Worry, Be Happy was also included in the movie Cocktail. The song would go on to win Grammy Awards for both Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And a song that we don't hear nearly enough anymore in this country, and that's probably why we're not happy and we worry so much. September 24th, 1988, Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson runs the 100-meter dash in 9.79 seconds to win gold at the Summer Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. Johnson's triumph, however, was temporary. He tested positive for steroids 3 days later and was stripped of the medal. September 24th, 1991, Nirvana released Nevermind, the Seattle band's sophomore full-length and major label debut. While Nevermind was initially slow to move up the charts, the success of the single Smells Like Teen Spirit eventually pushed the album to number one in January of 1992. It has since become one of the world's best-selling albums of all time and kicked off the grunge and alternative rock movement of the early 1990s. That same day, the Red Hot Chili Peppers released their fifth studio album, Blood Sugar Sex Magic, containing the hits Under the Bridge and Give It Away. The album, which was produced by Rick Rubin, propelled the band into worldwide popularity and critical acclaim. Uncomfortable with the fame, guitarist John Frusciante quit the band during its 1992 tour, but he later rejoined the band in 1988. Speaking of the X-Files, in 1992, the Sci-Fi Channel debuted. The first thing that they showed was the original Star Wars. On this date in 1993, Boy Meets World premiered on ABC. September 24th, 1997, Barry Leucaitis was convicted of shooting and killing two pupils and a teacher at a school in Washington. His defense team claimed he had copied scenes from Pearl Jam's video for Jeremy. And September 24th, 2003, the Dave Matthews Band played in Central Park in New York City in front of almost 100,000 people, the band's largest audience to date. The Central Park concert was later released as an album. That's the Gen X Files for September 24th, 2025. All right, now I got that that sip of coffee in me. We can move on. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've been talking about a number of different things. We were talking about Jimmy Kimmel's return. We talked earlier about the media coverage now on the New Bedford City Council suing the mayor over the question of who can hire the police chief. As I mentioned earlier, there's now a dispute about the need for a captain at the North End substation. The mayor says there isn't a need for one, and others are saying that there is. So another dispute there. Councilors have come down on it. Saw Councilor Burgo put a post up about it. Councilor Choquette put a post up about it. He's going to be sending me a statement for the story. So it seems like this dispute is going to be ongoing. How do you feel about that? 508-996-0500. The other part of that discussion, of the lawsuit discussion, is a question of, well, let's just say the judgment comes back in favor of the city council and it's ruled that the police chief does have to go before the council for confirmation. And so Mayor Mitchell, I'm sure begrudgingly, will say, okay, I will send him down. See, that's the whole thing, too. He's saying the council can take the vote at any time. The council president is saying, no, the mayor has to send him to us for confirmation. And it may seem like a little bit of semantics there, but it's not. You don't want to set the precedent of the council can just call anybody they want before them for confirmation. They need the mayor to send his nomination to them, the same way they do with other department heads, if that's going to be the ruling. But what does happen, because as I said to Council President Burgo on Monday, we know some of the councilors were in favor of Captain Rodriguez being the new chief. What happens if they do put Chief Thody before them and they say, yeah, no, we like this other guy instead? There are some who suspect that that is the ulterior motive behind trying to get this judgment. I asked Council President Burgo about that on Monday. He said, no, that's not what this is. But I think that's still going to be in the back of some folks' minds. Maybe that's what's in the back of the mayor's mind. That's why he's fighting them on it so hard. Again, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also, too, there's a story that we had for you last night. The former treasurer of the Freetown-Lakeville parent-teacher organization has been charged with embezzlement to the tune of $15,000. Both him and his spouse have both been named. The former treasurer is the one charged with the embezzlement, and the spouse is charged with conspiracy. Now they only named it as the treasurer, who was one particular guy, and as another man who has the same last name. That's all that the police said about it. I went and did a little digging and found out that they are married, so it is a spouse, which I guess, you know, they're saying that the spouse knew about what he was doing. I don't know if they're saying if he was actively involved in it, if he was part of it, but he certainly was at least aware of it. Let's take a break here. I see Skeddy is on hold. Skeddy, hang on one moment. Let me get this break in, and then we will talk to you.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
All right, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well, good morning to you, too.
How are you?
So, I'm great. Tim, you know, I have to thank you so much. The baptism is going to go through at the gateway. And I got told that last night. I had the phone call. I'm so happy they got my information for my certificate and stuff. I'm just waiting for the other two to find out, because if they aren't going to do it, that's the only thing I think that will stop it. But it's a go for this Sunday. So I got so excited, Tim. I ran out because I need shoes to walk into the water with, because it's a full body immersion in the beach. So I had to run out before summer stuff is gone and get some beach shoes, some spandex pants. I mean, I have like workout spandex type of clothes, but you know, I wanted something similar but a little different.
And something that's going to be kind of quick dry, you know?
Yes, kind of like that. Now I can go back to the church and change. So I mean, I will do that. I'm not going to attempt to drive home like that, because I want to come home right away and shower that beach stuff off of me. I'm afraid of beach water. I grew up on a pond, swimming in a pond. I love ponds, but beaches, I don't know. I just think they got more bacteria. So, like, I'm a nerd over things like this. So, anyways, yeah, I'll be coming home real quick to shower and stuff. But I'm so excited, and I wanted to thank you. So when I ran out and I was buying his stuff last night, I realized that, and the store closed at 8. So here I am. And then I realized, oh, no, Pulaski School, Leo Chiquette had the new chief there. And I didn't get to go. And I was just wondering if any city councilors are listening, or maybe you can reach out and find out, Tim. Is anybody else going to have him? Because I really would love to go to something like that, if there's availability for that again.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody will call in and tell you they'll have them too. So I'm a little disappointed in that. And whoever went, maybe somebody will call in and say, you know, what it was like and stuff. And so this guy and this wife, they were married. They abused
the Fairhaven couple, yeah.
And so, and they had a girlfriend with them?
Yes, apparently so.
So you know what? How long were they married for, Tim?
I don't know that.
Well, you know what? I bet there's a lot more people. That's a shame on them. And I can't believe they only got 26 years.
Well, yeah, 26 years and then 10 years of supervised probation. But I don't know, you know, I don't know what the wife is going to get. Her sentencing is in November, but she agreed to testify on behalf of the Commonwealth. So she'll probably get a reduced sentence. And the interesting thing is, I've been told by some folks that, you know, the girlfriend that they had that lived in with them was aware of these things too. And as far as I know, she hasn't been charged. So.
Wow. Wow. And how old is the girlfriend? Is she in her 30s too?
They didn't say.
They didn't say. Well, I think that's really horrific. And 26 years. So, yeah, I don't know.
Listen,
that's just not enough.
This is probably going to tick some people off. But, you know, if you want to have another person in your marriage, that's your business, as long as it's a consenting adult. You know, when you start trying to involve kids into whatever your weirdness is, then, you know, you deserve the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, I feel like they should get life, because this is more than one person they're affected. But it's not enough. You got another person in the mix. Like, come on. So what are you going to do? Crazy, crazy stuff, Tim. So this morning I woke up around 4 and there was a little bit of rumbling. I was shocked to hear thunder. Did you hear it this morning?
I did not, no.
Yeah, so I knew it was going to be a good one, but it just was some heat, lightning, and then the rumbling, and it went away. But I'm so glad it's raining now, because let it rain as much as it can, because I don't want it to be raining on a Sunday, even though I'm going to get wet.
I was going to say, you're going to the water anyway.
I know, but it's the idea. I don't know. It's just the whole idea.
It'd probably be better if it was raining and it stayed raining the whole time, because then you wouldn't feel as weird being wet going in the water. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be cold. The next one is in 2 weeks, so I hope the other two come through. Because I won't be able to do it. I'm allergic to the cold.
And
so
you're,
water and then just being that wet is not going to, you know.
You're doing it on Onset Beach?
Yeah. It's called Back Beach.
So treat yourself to a Mark Anthony's pizza when you're done.
Oh, okay. It's right there, is it?
Yeah, it's right. It's right downtown Onset. If you've never been, to Mark Anthony's?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, it's a Wareham staple. People in Wareham swear by it. It was in the movie The Way Way Back. So it's pretty famous, and the pizza is really good. So.
Oh, okay. I will too. I'll order it to go. Bring it home. So I can have something to eat when I get out of this hour.
And don't worry if the owner's behind the counter and, you know, he's a little gruff with you. Don't worry. That's just how he is. That's why we love him.
I'll tell him you said hi.
Absolutely. Yeah. There you call for your order and he picks up the phone. He's like, Marks, pick up delivery. And then you tell him what you want. He's like, okay, all right. And he used to call me honey when he'd hang up the phone. It was pretty funny.
Really? Okay. I remember that. All right. Well, I just wanted to share that with you. The love of you to make that happen. So thank you.
I'm glad we could help out.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Friday. Bye-bye, you too.
All right, I got to get one more break in here before the end of the hour. Let me take that. We will be right back. All right, that's going to do it for this hour. We'll be back with another hour coming your way, and then we'll give way to South Coast Now. Today will be hosted by Ken Pittman, stepping in for Chris McCarthy. He's a little under the weather. And then starting in the next hour, we'll have your first Money Talks Cash Code of the Day. We'll have 10 codes throughout the course of the day, 10 chances for you to enter to win $1,000. It's brought to you by our friends at Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So get ready. Get that WBSM app ready to type in those codes as you get them. We'll have your first code coming up in the next hour. Stick around.
WBSM and W258DR, New Bedford. A Town Square Media Station.